Time to talk sport again with Francis Leach. Hello, Francis.
Morning, Fran.
In soccer, in football, the Matildas have started their World Cup campaign with a tricky match against the USA.
Yeah, coming up in about an hour and a half, 2 hours' time, they will face the Americans, who have never beaten their 25 previous attempts in their opening Group D fixture at the Women's World Cup of Football. Their opening game is in Winnipeg, 9:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, if you want to watch it on SBS today. But Alan Stachish's team has been preparing for this. They've been on the road for the better part of 12 to 15 months, cutting together a squad which looks capable of doing great things at this tournament if they can get through this opening game. I feel they just need a result, a draw or a win, to set up their remaining campaign, which will take on Nigeria and Sweden, both very highly ranked opponents as well. Great news that Katrina Gori is in such a fantastic form at the moment. The Asian Footballer of the Year is probably the Matilda's best hopes of scoring, but they will be without co-captain Claire Polkinghorne, who hasn't been able to come up after a hamstring injury. But it's all on the line in this opening game. It will determine how the remainder of their competition goes, Fran. 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, go the Matildas. And Francis, Frank Lowy has done an interview on Sky claiming Australia ran a clean bid when we bid for the 2022 World Cup. Meanwhile, FFA has put on hold plans to bid for any FIFA events.
Still questions to be asked, Fran, around the governance that the FFA employed throughout this entire process. Speaking to people who were involved both at board level and in the administration at the time, there were always concerns raised that the FFA's World Cup committee comprised of just three people who took control of the whole process without any real oversight. We're talking about Lowy, Brian Schwartz and Phil Wolanski, and then employed the likes of Peter Hargate, Andreas Abbold and Fyodor Rahman as their go-to men within FIFA. The questions still remain about the nature of that and why there wasn't a greater oversight within FFA regarding the decisions they've made. They need a governance review as much as football does in general. And as you said, they have said that despite naming in their document about a month ago the 20-year plan for the game here in Australia, a bid for the 2023 Women's World Cup, they decided to put that on hold until FIFA sorts its house out and there is a new governance structure in place there. So that plan seems to be on hold for now.
Okay, and just briefly, there was a fair bit of footy around yesterday. What was your pick of the games?
North Queensland trailing 30-6 midway through the second half, steaming home with 5 tries in 12 minutes to win and go to second on the NRL table. The Bulldogs also a good win there over St George Illawarra, who have had a great start to the season. They've climbed into the top 8. And Collingwood continuing to press their top 4 claims with a win against Melbourne at the MCG, a 25-point victory that gives them a 7-3 win-loss record and a spot in the AFL top 4, Fran.
Francis Leach, thank you very much.
See you, Fran.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.